How's it going, everybody? It's Wolf Slumbers here. I'm just making this another rant about trying to get out of this circumstance I'm in. I just got off of work and I'm pretty fatigued. Got myself some food and some Lifeline goodies for myself, like a blanket and new shoes for work. Trapped in the capitalist system, which is controlled by a global elite that does not give a fuck about us, whether we live or die. This has been the hardest period in my life that I can remember, because I really have to take care of myself. It is pretty awful, not gonna lie. It's kind of a painful existence. But I'm still making it through. I'm still keeping on my grind. I'm thinking to myself, am I wasting too much of my time? And I don't know. I'm trapped. That's how it feels. No privacy. No way of escaping my circumstances other than really biting the bullet. But the bullet is unchewable and it's breaking my jaw. I kind of blame this on my low IQ. I'm pretty stupid, I'm not gonna lie. I look back on my life and I consider all the times where I had a significant amount of leeway to self-improve, but I fucked up, man. I fucked up bad. And what can I do? Just sit and wallow in the mess I've made or try to pull myself out? It's all I can do. Either ride or die. It's not good. It's a painful experience. But I have hope for the future. Once I get my own place that is not in the ghetto, I'm gonna really, really be relieved. And that's the thing that keeps me going. It's hope. It's hope. Which is another form of cope. And it's either that or rope. That's all I can say. So, I'll try to do this one day at a time. Keep my mind positive. Try not to let the hate and depression fuel my mind so much. It's going to be difficult. It is not an easy situation. This is what happens when you lack friends in a social life. And I question myself every day, did I fuck this up myself, or is the world just cruel to me? And it might be a mix of both. That's the only thing that makes sense. All I can do is try to find God. And I'm not saying God is going to give a shit. But I can't outthink God. I'll lose. Some people say he doesn't exist. I don't know. I have nowhere else to turn but finding God in solitude. With him, my own personal relationship with him. Bring back some morality into my life. And I'm thinking about joining a church. I'm not sure if that's going to get me any place, but it might help. I would love to make some connections with some good people. I just don't want to be used and abused inside some cult. That's my fear. I was a Christian at one time, and I kind of had a falling out because it became more of a social club and a cult more than anything else. People were telling me how to live, how to think. And I really found out the hard way. You got to really think for yourself. And this world, the older I get, does not make sense to me. It is confusing and it is scary beyond belief. And all I can do is ponder about reality and do what I can that's necessary for my own survival. That's all. Sink or swim time, I guess. But I'm hopefully trying to get out of this predicament, and once I get my own place, I'll be streaming a lot more with my own words, with my own voice, having privacy, which is something I am haven't had in over a month now, and kind of pisses me off. I'm always on the paranoid feeling that somebody's listening to me and watching me, judging me, and going to use what I say against me. It really is a abhorrent circumstance to not have the privacy I once had. To be able to just relax in a bathtub, play music as loud as I want, take a shit with the door open, smoke indoors, talk to myself, stream a game by myself while talking, give commentary on existence. But I have these few moments of ability to self-analyze. And it sucks even more because it's in the middle of winter. It's cold. It's uncomfortable. I live in a house without central heating. I'm living with a schizophrenic brother who doesn't like me, and my family's backing him up against me. And nobody's willing to take me in. And at this point, I'm just sort of either gonna sit here feeling sorry for myself or really push myself. And thinking of how much I make, it's gonna take me a while to accommodate enough funds to find a place to live, on top of the fact that I need to get myself a good credit score and on top of that, I need to take care of the smaller shit. I need to take care of my health. I need to take care of my mental health. I need to take care of my finances. I need to take care of my well-being. And the system we live in, this capitalist system, makes it pretty damn difficult to do that. And people say, oh, just grind, bro. Just go outside and touch grass. But where I live, you need money to go outside and touch grass. You need money to go outside and smell the flowers. But I can do this, I think. It's the only thing I can do. One day at a time. And shit gets to me. the mistakes of my past that I can never return and take back, the fulfilling life I could have had. But then again, I kind of think the world did a lot to damage my psyche, to make sure I have a miserable life, to make sure I don't have the confidence and the wherewithal to self-improve like I need to. But I don't want to blame the world for my problems. But at the same time, the world really did give me a shitty outlook on life. Shit genetics. Shit society I live in. It's not good, man. It's not good.